Is door-to-door evangelism considered soliciting? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulo.
Our church does door-to-door evangelism within our community. We went to a subdivision recently, and one of the representatives of the homeowners association told us we could not do door-to-door evangelism in their subdivision because they had a no solicitation clause.
Well, a no solicitation clause does not apply to door-to-door evangelism literature distribution as long as there's no solicitation of money. Now, having said that, a lot of communities are concerned about door-to-door solicitation and have passed no proselytizing rules, no literature distribution. Now, some of these communities are gated and private, and if they are, they're private streets. They're not public streets. You don't have the right to be on those streets. So there's a whole variety of issues that come into play, and we would need to know a lot more about the neighborhood and the locale. So what we'll do is get you in touch with our lawyers here at the American Center for Law and Justice.
Visit us at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.